This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. So we got another couple hours to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So feel free to give us a call. And spring is around the corner. We're getting ready for it. Kind of warm up tomorrow. Looking to be in the 60s. How awesome is that? I'd love to have that warm temperatures all year round, but then you wouldn't have some of the cold. You wouldn't have something to complain about. But I'll tell you, it'll be won't be long until people say, "Wow, it's too hot." So get ready for that one coming up. So again, I believe we do have a call on the line. Is that true, George?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who's up next?
That'd be Paul. He's got a question about his rhododendron.
Okay, Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? You there, Paul? All right. Looks like we might have lost the call here at the moment, but we'll keep on keeping. Is there anybody else on the line? Or we all right. Well, Paul, if you get a chance, you can give us a call back. We do have those open lines. That phone number is 855-660-4261. 11 days till spring. We're getting there. We're getting excited. A little over 11 days. It's, pretty close to 11 days, 15 hours, 41 minutes, and 30 seconds. But I'm not counting by any means. All right. We do have a call on the line now. Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. There's a couple things, but right now there's two that are biting at me. During this past winter, during an ice storm, a branch on one of the pine trees fell onto my rhododendron plant. And
okay.
It broke off a good piece, and it's probably got a stem broke off probably close to 2 inches in diameter.
Mm.
So my question this morning is, how do we go about nurturing that baby so we can see possible flowers again this year, if we can?
So how much of the plant did it get? Did it get a lot of it, or
just that one
branch?
It took off probably the upper 3 feet of the plant, of the rhododendron. As I say, the stem that got broke off was a good 2 inches in diameter, okay, at least. And it was just lying on the ground, and I couldn't do too much with it. So I ended up, cutting up all the pine trees and everything else. So I guess where I'm at is, I know there's different thoughts about sealing the end of the plant, and so that's why I'm calling to find out how I can save it and maybe move on to something else.
So I personally don't like to use like a pruning sealer on something like that. One of the reasons why is once you seal it, anything that might be underneath it or in there is sealed in. You know, if there's any little insects or anything like that, any of the, you know, any of the pathogens that might be stuck in there. So what I'd suggest doing is the area that it, the branches that got broken, making fresh cuts on the branches. So instead of like ragged edges of where it broke off, it can actually form new buds coming out of those areas a little easier. Okay. And so that's why you want to do that fresh cut. It might be like an inch behind it. You know, if it's a ragged edge that's kind of at an angle, you kind of want to just, you know, make that cut below it so it has that fresh cut to it so it can seal off easier. Because what happens when it has that ripping effect is it just shocks the plant. And, you know, the problem with the rhododendron, and it's not really a problem, but the flower buds form last year for this year. Okay, so they start to form after they bloom in the next like month or two after they bloom for this season. So unfortunately, the area that it cut and broke, you're not going to have many flowers in that area, if any. You'd be able to see the buds on the plant right now. They look like small little like pods on the top if there were any left. Those would be fine. The other areas, you just want to clean up to make it fresh cuts and to kind of shape it the way you want to. It will take some time to come back. What I'd suggest doing this spring, once the ground warms up a bit, using Holytone, the Holytone fertilizer from Espoma, putting that on the drip line of the plant. So however wide the plant is, that's where the roots are, and that's where the fertilizer needs to be applied, not close to the trunk. Okay. You feed it that way. Another thing you can look at doing is using Protolyzer from Natural Alternative. It's that got those microbes and everything will help the root system because it went through a traumatic injury. It went through shock, and this is going to help it with some of that shock so it's not as affected long term.
Okay. One other quickie, if I can, run in here, and that is I was examining my gardens, I guess, the other day, and I noticed that my poppy plant is still green. And last year it happened, and it's happening again, and I'm saying, wow, what the heck did I do right? and it did last year winter, because it wasn't a bad winter last year.
Yep.
And so it came back, and so how do I protect it for the rest of the season so I can get some flowers again?
Well, so if you know, we're touch and go. Where are you out of? Where are you located?
I'm in South Portland.
Okay.
Just to let you know, it was on the southwest side of the house, out of the wind and getting sun all winter long. Okay, so that might be why it's hanging in there.
So you could use something, because your temperatures are going to be a little bit colder than where I am, like a salt marsh hay to put around it, or some sort of like leaves or something. You could even put some mulch close to it, but something to protect it from some of the cold. Pile it around it. You could even use like pine needles, something along those lines.
I got plenty of them in the pine trees on the property.
So definitely... Okay. You know, something to go around it to help protect it just in case some cold weather happens. Just based on what I'm seeing, it's going to be warm for the first part of the week. The end of the week, it'll get cold again. So that would be something just to look at for the end of the week.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Fine. Just one of the quickie, if I may.
Yeah.
That is, the other day, watching some YouTubes, the people were suggesting using bone meal in your soil for tomato plants. And I know from experience, you don't use bone meal nowadays because animals will dig at it.
Yep.
What's a good substitute for bone meal? Because I think they were talking about they would like the plant to have some calcium.
Well, so I'd look at tomato tone if you're growing the tomatoes there.
Sure.
We'll have some calcium in it from Espoma. Okay. That's definitely one way to do it. The other thing is if you're growing the tomatoes, look at your garden center or the hardware store and look for tomato spy and set, or tomato set and spy, something along those lines. It actually, when the tomatoes bloom, it helps pollinate them quicker.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
okay.
We're you the one with the Amarillo, the pictures you sent me, right?
That's correct. That's
did you correct. Hear me earlier talking about it?
No, I didn't, unfortunately, my clocks didn't.
I hear you.
Set up correct. Okay.
Well,
sorry
so
about
I.
That.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure you heard, because I was talking about it earlier. Because usually you're calling around the 7:15 hours, so that's what I was hoping you were listening. But so I talked to somebody I work with, and I described it, the plant first, and she goes, okay. And then I showed her the picture. She goes, I have one. And I said, awesome. What is it? She goes, I don't know. Perfect. But then she actually did some research for me. She's worked at Mahoney's Garden Center for a long time. I go to her when I have some questions about indoor plants, because she knows so much about it.
Yep.
And so it was shocking to me. But she actually found it. It is in the Amaryllis family. It's called the Hipestrum species. So it's Hipestrum, or a striped Barbados lily.
Striped Barbados, as in a country.
Lily, yep. So we got the answer.
Okay. So. Thank you very much for bringing that up for me. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Have a great one. Be right back.
Weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Starting to warm up a little bit out there today. Going to warm up later in the day and be the next few days, at least in Massachusetts area, and be warmer. Get out there, get some things done in the garden. I know I started this week, middle of the week, we had some 60-degree days, and I think it was Tuesday, I was out in the yard cleaning. Was outside, I was like, it's warm enough. Got the dog out there with me hanging out. Just started raking some of the lawn, got rid of some of the leaves. I realize that if I want to, you know, recycle the leaves when they take them, we're a little early, so get those in the compost area. I put all my leaves into a wooded area, and it's interesting how quickly they break down in there. They'll just slowly just get smaller and smaller, the pile, and I'll notice. Later in the season, I'll remove some of those leaves and I'll push them further back. And what'll happen is that soil underneath it is just so nice and fresh, nice and dark and rich soil. So it's actually really, really good way to get some of those areas to compost. So leaves are the start of it, but you can add a lot of different things to that compost. Some of your food scraps, some of your other plant material. I like to suggest never putting your weeds in there because you're just creating weed seeds in there, breaking them down. The temperatures in a compost will warm up to kill a lot of that, but it's just I don't like to take the chance on it. One of the things that is out there, Espoma has a product called Compost Accelerator, which will actually help break down a little bit quicker to do that and mix it. So a lot of different types of composters out there. You have your standard ones that are just like a bin that sit on the ground. There's ones that you can make, maybe make it out of pallets, you know, four pallets on the side, on one on each side, and put some soil in it, kind of mix it. But mixing is the key to all of this. There's some that'll have plastic. I've seen them, the black plastic. I always see the black plastic because it's got that, it's going to attract the heat. And when it's warmer outside and the sun hits it, it'll actually warm it up even more. So it's trying to bring that heat to the compost to cook what's in there to create a better soil to it. So there's those styles. Then there are ones that are spinning. I've seen that spin so it's the bin is vertical to the ground. So it, you know, it's like a cylinder that you'll have to flip over and over. Then I've seen the ones that are horizontal, so it's a longer container that's easy to spin and have a like a hole on the front that you can cover up, obviously, but put things in and spin it. And you get a little bit of that spinning action, so it's nice and easy to mix. I've seen a bunch of those. And when it comes to mixing, that's going to be your easiest one to use. The spinning, just because it's gonna be able to do that. Whereas if it's in a container, you're gonna need to get some sort of shovel in there, you're gonna get some sort of tiller in there to mix it, right? Digging it up and getting it constantly done. So that's why I like the spinning composters. They're a little bit more expensive, because you have to have the stands, they have to be strong enough to hold some of that weight. The downfall of those spinning containers is they don't hold as much as a standard compost bin. Suggestion to it, maybe if you have a spinning composter, get another bin, make a bin, get an area that you're going to have the compost so you can keep the compost together, getting ready, to then finish it off in the spinning compost bin. Right, so it's almost like a two-step process to help it out and build it up and get it going a little bit. That might be a way to do it. So definitely take a look at composting this year and what you can do. Like I said, multiple ways to do it. No way is bad because compost can just help the soil and the areas and help the environment. That's what we're looking to do, right? So look into composting this year. If you have any questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence, heading up the administration's response to the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S., says the threat of contracting it here remains low.
That being said, we are going to continue to lean into this effort, to call on industry, to call on every agency of government to deal with it.
Pence made the comments yesterday during a meeting with business executives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. There are over 400 cases of coronavirus now in the United States. Congressional leaders are in Alabama this weekend for the 55th anniversary of the Selma to Montgomery Civil Rights March. The delegation's made up of 50 members of Congress. It's going to be in Selma today to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where the Selma to Montgomery March took place in 1965. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about another hour and a half of the show left, so feel free to give us a call. And we'll do everything we can to help you out today. And we talked a little bit just previously about the compost bins and different styles. One I didn't even mention was just your kitchen, your small kitchen compost bin. You know, maybe like about 10 inches wide by 10 inches wide and maybe like a foot high. You know, just some of your kitchen scraps, some of those, adding those to a compost pile. You can even add some of like the ash from your fireplace, those types of things. So a lot of useful things around the area to really help that compost pile. So get into it this year if you have some time and some extra space. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. George, who's up next?
Jerry's got a question about a soil test.
Okay. Jerry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, last week you gave a number for soil test.
Yes, sir.
888-545-9451. Is that the right number? I called and it was not in service.
It's actually, you got all the right numbers. They're just in the wrong order, unfortunately. I might have said it too quickly. So let me give you the number again. So it's 888-546-5941. And that's for Natural Alternative. You can call them for the free soil test. You can also go to their website, naturalalternative.com. But if you call them, You can get some information. They're going to send you out some, you know, a kit. It's going to have a bag and instructions on how to get the soil test done. But just make sure when you call, you mention our show, that you talked with Patrick or the Paul Parent Garden Club, and they'll make sure to give you that discount.
Super, that sounds great.
And then they'll send you the results afterwards and help you out throughout the process if you're looking for that help. So it's perfect. $25 for free. So you might as well, right?
Right, anytime.
All right. Hope that helps you.
For sure. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And Jerry brought up a good point. That soil test, where you can get it, naturalalternative.com. Make sure you type in, if you're going to go online, so you're going to click on all products. You're going to scroll down to where it says soil tests and kit and equipment. Excuse me. You'll click on soil test kit. You'll add it to the cart. When you get to the cart, there's going to be a small spot that says coupon code. That coupon code is soil test, all one word. So soil test, and you'll hit the button to update, and it'll go from $24.95 to $0. So get it done. It's free. You know, what's better than that, right? So they'll send you a kit. You'll get results once you send them the soil back. It takes about 7 to 10 business days, and then they'll give you a whole plan on what to do. How awesome is that? Now, I do have a call, so I want to get to it. So, George, who's up next?
Jeff has got a question about pruning some plants.
Okay. Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Great morning. Show, as always.
Thank you.
I have a question on pruning a couple of different shrubs.
Sure.
The vanilla strawberry hydrangea, I had one last year. It really get pretty gangly. It was about 8 feet wide and about 5 feet tall. I wanted the best time to prune that. Boxwood and clethra. I planted them down here in Yarmouth, and I want to try to make them look as good as they can. And I want to get the opportune time to prune them and feed them. I want to use the Plantone, and which did well for them all.
Okay.
What's your thoughts on that?
So, with these, they say late winter pruning for the vanilla strawberry hydrangea.
Okay.
Okay, so late winter pruning is now. We're still winter technically. They haven't started to pop. So you can prune them to help develop, you know, that new growth for during the season, right?
Okay.
So you can take about a third of the overall plant itself and cut it back. When it's unpruned like that, it does get leggy. It just looks like just a bunch of branches that kind of will weep over, etc.
That's the way mine looks right now.
So if we're at 8 feet on there, you can take about 2.5, maybe a little bit more, 2¾ feet off of that plant, right, just at the get-go. So prune it that way. The next thing, there's another pruning cycle that you can do throughout the season is with any hydrangea, right, it'll look like sticks for a while, and then all of a sudden it'll have tons of green leaves, but then there are going to be a few sticks left. Those sticks that are dead, those are the ones you want to get cut back, okay?
Okay.
So you want to get rid of those, and that's going to be in about May, right? The branches that have all the leaves are the ones that are going to start to produce. The ones that don't have anything by May, they're not going to produce any leaves unless you start to see some buds on the sides of the branching there. So you can get rid of those to thin it out a little bit that way. But I wouldn't just cut straight down on any of it at this point. I would just get that third, you know, off of it to really get it a good trim. It'll start to clump from there. You can also prune it after the blossoms go by, right?
Okay.
once the blossom has gone by, cut it back so that it can start growing new shoots from there to make it bushier from lower. So you can actually cut the stem a little bit deeper on there. You don't want to go all the way to the ground or all the way to the bottom with a stem like that, but cut it a little bit lower, you know, maybe a little more than a third, so you can make that shrub a little thicker on the inside.
Okay.
So I think that that would help you with that. The boxwood, you can do that early in the spring. That's something you can, I'd wait a little bit for, just because some of it is still has like that winter color.
Yeah, it's kind of it. a bronze.
Exactly. So I'd wait a little bit so the plant's a little bit more active so it can help produce that callus over the areas that you prune.
Okay.
So I'd almost wait till the beginning of April for that, just so we can have some of the temperatures warm up a little bit. And get, so you'd just be a little bit more successful versus, you know, if doing it early, you don't want to affect it long term. Although doing it early is one that you at least have the whole season that if something were to happen, it can grow back a little bit for you.
Okay. And now the clethora, how about the clethora? That was getting kind of leggy too, kind of growing up pretty tall, didn't spread much. Last year was the first time it ever bloomed after since I planted it like 3 years ago.
Yep.
So
a clethora is one of those ones where you can actually you can prune early spring and you can cut it, you know, a deep cutting because it actually it blooms on new wood, so it blooms on that year's growth. So it's not like some hydrangeas where if you cut them too early, they're going to kill all the blossoms for that year, like the old-style hydrangeas.
Yeah.
So this is one that you can do now. You can prune it now. So you could be doing that at the same time as you're doing that vanilla strawberry. Cut it back by a third, or you can even cut it back by more, right? So this is one where you can actually cut even more than that and not worry about it. You know, you can actually cut some of like the bigger canes that have been there a while all the way to the ground.
Okay.
Some of it will come back easily for you.
Yeah, there aren't many on the plant itself. I want to say there are four or five at the most, and it seems to grow pretty vertical there. It doesn't really spread much. It doesn't fan out. So
by cutting those back lower, what it's going to do is this. So there's a hormone in each branch that is trying to, is the leader, and it's pushing its way to grow higher. What's going to happen is where you cut it, there's going to be two hormones that are going to pop out the side there to try and become the new leader. Eventually, they'll become their own leader, obviously, of those branches. And you can cut those branches back to create two more leaders. And what's going to happen is it's just going to fill out a little bit more. So it's not so vertical. It just has more around the plant itself a little bit so that you're not just looking at branches or leggy branches on the lower part and some flowers and leaves on the top.
Okay. And do you recommend like Plantone for all three of these? The Plantone is the probably the best way to go with fertilizer. I love the Espoma products, but I know Holytone, Plantone, and I think Plantone is am I right that Plantone?
So Plantone would be good that you could use for the clethora, and you could so it's kind of you could use Plantone for all of them. Their formulas are pretty close to each other, but if we were to get into specifics, so a boxwood's an evergreen, likes a little bit more acidic of a soil, where the holly tone for the boxwood would be best because it has a little bit more acidity to the fertilization, okay? So that would be the best for the boxwood. For the clethora, you could use Plantone without a problem. For the hydrangea, you could also use Plantone, but what I like to do at the beginning of the season is use a 10-10-10 fertilizer on the hydrangea. And you can actually use that a couple times during the season. It's not just a one-and-done type product for that. Sometimes what it does is it just helps produce a little bit more and pushes them to grow the way you want it to. So you'd find the 10-10-10. They call it garden tone. Not garden tone. Garden food, I believe.
Yeah.
Looking on their website. I just have so many different ones. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head here. Yeah, they call it. It's a garden food, I believe that is. And it'll say 10-10-10. They have two of them. One says 10-10-10 and one says 5-10-5. So you're looking for the 10-10-10. It's like a bluish purple package, and it does say garden food on it. You can use that on your hydrangea multiple times during the season. Okay, it'll actually say on it when to use it. And you can use it right in, as the spring, as the ground starts to thaw out and get growing for you. So you can actually, you'd put it on the drip line. All three of those plants, you'd put the fertilizer on the drip line of the plant so it'll absorb quicker and easier. So that's going to be the way to do it. The package will tell you the rate that you'd want to put on it for the season to really get it going.
Okay. And the 10-10-10, is that in the Spoma product? Or is that
it is.
Okay.
So they have they have a bunch of different products, but the garden food will say it right on there and say 10-10-10 underneath garden food. So it won't say like Holly Tone or Plant Tone or one of those. But if you go to a local garden center and you just say, I'm looking for 10-10-10 from a Spoma, they should know what it is, but they have it definitely.
I get a lot of compliments on my garden, and I have to thank your dad and yourself for that.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate it. Good luck with everything, and we'll talk soon. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to it. George, who's up next?
Jill, she's got some questions about soil.
Jill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Hi, Patrick. I had an area of raw wood chips in my yard that I want to now grow grass in. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if I've removed the top layer of, you know, wood chips, and if I rototill it, will that soil that's been decomposing for, well, probably 30 years, it's been like that, will that soil be enough to grow grass in?
So not necessarily, but I do have a way to help you figure that out. So I would want you to get a soil test done early in the season. And we have a free way to do it from Natural Alternative. They'll actually send you a soil test kit that you'll take samples from the four corners and then the center, mix it all together, you'll put it back in a package, send it back to them. They'll test it and tell you what you need for nutrients to add to it. And they'll do this right now for free.
Oh, good.
Okay, so you can go on their website at naturalalternative.com or you can call them. And if you go online, the coupon code is soil test. Okay?
Yep.
And if you want to call them, I can give you the number here. Sure. But you can also find it on their website. That number is 888-546-5941.
Huh?
And give them a call tomorrow and just let them know that you heard it on the Paul Parent Garden Club about the soil test. They'll send you the bag and how to do it, and then you'll end up doing it, sending it back. What that'll do is that'll tell you what nutrients you need to add to the soil to be successful with the lawn. It's the perfect time to be doing it now, because then once the temperatures warm up and everything's ready to go, you'll be able to get the right product down at the right time to really build up the nutrients to build that lawn.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
And just growing it, like if it snows after or something, like if I planted it, say, maybe by the end of March and it still snowed, the grass would it still come up?
It will slow it down and make it, you know, not the greatest to do. What I would wait for is soil temperatures to be in the 50s. For the grass to grow, about 55 degrees soil temperature. There's a bunch of websites out there that you can just type in your zip code. If you just Google soil temperatures,
yeah.
One that I'm looking at today is Greencast Online. And you just type in your zip code, and it will actually tell you your five-day average and your current soil temperatures, everything you need to know. So you want it to be 50 to 55 degrees. So we're looking beginning of April-ish. So you got some time before you do it. That's why I want you to do the soil sample now and get it going. One thing to do with this soil sample, take the sample, get it into some sort of container, if it's a five-gallon bucket or whatnot. Get it into a container, let it sit outside where it's not going to get rained on for 24 hours. What that does is takes some of the moisture out of it so that when you ship it back, you're getting a more true sample. It's not so wet and soggy.
Okay.
When you put the shovel into the ground, you're going to go about 8 inches down with that shovel. You're going to take what's at the bottom of the shovel for your soil sample. You don't want from the top. You want from the bottom because that's where your root system is developing, and that's where we want to make sure we get the right nutrients to it. Okay?
Okay, so I should rototill it first and then take the – or just
don't rototill it just yet.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what's going on, because the reason why I say don't do it yet is if you find that there's not a lot of soil, a compost or anything like that, you could actually add some compost to the top of it, then rototill it in so you only have to do it once and you're getting that compost deeper into the soil to mix it. So that's why I would say not yet.
Okay.
Some people would actually – you could actually do it. But with the idea that you might have to rototill it again if you're adding something to it. Maybe it's lightening up the soil a little bit, right? But I would take the soil sample before you rototilled anything, because you want what's true there, because you could be mixing it up and you're not getting the best reading. So take the soil sample first, then you can rototill, and then you can go from there.
Okay. Thank you very much, Patrick. I appreciate your help.
All right, Jill. Have a great one. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break here. Call us at 855-660-4261. We'll see you in a couple.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.